swirling changes in leadership can have tough effects on the rank and file. That's what the FBI is dealing with right now as longtime career agent Andrew McCabe takes over as acting director, with some of the management and workforce implications. David Lewis, professor of political science at Vanderbilt University. My first question is, how often does this sort of thing happen?
No, it's pretty unusual. Part of what's distinctive about this is that the FBI director has a statutory fixed term, and the implication of that generally is that those fixed terms mean somebody will usually fill out that entire term unless there is a reason for them to leave earlier. And in general, we're pretty careful about messing with law enforcement agencies just to avoid the appearance of any partisanship or bias in the way that the law is enforced. And so anytime a FBI director is removed, it's a big deal.
I guess we should point out that President Obama asked the former director, Robert Mueller, to stay on for a couple of years longer than his 10 years, and he agreed to stay on for another 2 years.
That's right. And one of the virtues of the long tenure is both continuity in terms of putting certain programs and reforms into place, but also a level of expertise that comes with long service in the job. So that's one of the benefits there.
If I'm a high-level manager at FBI, what am I thinking now with all this turmoil above my head?
Well, I think you're sitting up straight in your chair. I think, you know, the way that these career professional systems work, right, is that you start working in the FBI with an eye toward getting into higher positions of responsibility and pay and influence based on your performance. And those jobs are attractive because your level of expertise and professionalism gives you some deference in the, you know, in the political system. If I start to think that, gee, I'm going to be whipsawed back and forth in partisan fights, or if I'm going to have my decisions second-guessed by the White House and be sort of a political pawn, I'm not sure this job is what I thought it was when I came in. And so I'm probably quite concerned about what's happening.
Because isn't it true that the FBI director is among those very senior, very visible, say, non-secretary positions that really must, almost more, to a greater degree than a cabinet secretary, has to be seen as totally walled off from politics?
I think that's right. I think the analogy is, you know, there's a few positions like that in government. I think the FBI is one. We think of our intelligence services in some ways in a similar way, or people that run the census or provide, you know, government statistics, things like that. And you get to those jobs and you have some visibility because you're in them, but you're given a level of deference and autonomy because of the importance of your role and the necessity of the appearance of independence and, in fact, the practice of independence from the electoral process.
In this particular instance, the firing was recommended by the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and attorneys general have traditionally been a little bit more politically aligned with the current president than some other positions, and even within Justice Department. And so to what degree is there precedent for the Attorney General to be kind of a co-conspirator, bad word, in the firing of an FBI director?
Well, I don't honestly know the answer to that off the top of my head. I guess I would say it's a little surprising that the White House is making such a reference to the recommendation of the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General. The FBI director is a position prominent enough that they really are taking, you know, I mean, that's a position that can get direct connection to the White House. They don't really sit. There's enough autonomy in the FBI, even though it sits in Justice, that the idea that somehow the Attorney General sort of plays this role is a little odd. It's, you know, it's like saying that Tom Price in the Department of Health and Human Services makes decisions about what happens with the FDA or the NIH or something like that. Those are positions that are prominent enough, even though they're in executive departments, that the idea that somehow the secretary's opinion is determinative here is kind of an odd statement historically.
And so do you think that this situation then might even deter some people who might like to be the FBI director but maybe don't want to apply for the job or accept the job in the current circumstances?
One of the interesting things about the CBO report that came out maybe 2 weeks ago about federal pay that it highlighted was the gap in federal pay, or the pay between the public and private sectors for the very top positions. And the finding there in general was there is a big gap between the private sector and public sector, particularly at the top positions, in a bad way for the federal government. So there's always an issue at the top levels of how do you recruit and retain top talent for these top positions in government. And if these positions are seen as politicized in some way, it becomes that much more difficult to keep good people who could move into that job, or to recruit people at various levels that work their way up the hierarchy to possibly get that job. And we have to be really careful about that because these are positions of immense importance to the Republic and where tremendous expertise and experience is required to do them well.
We're speaking with David Lewis, professor of political science at Vanderbilt University. Now, for the time being, there's going to be an acting FBI director, and you've studied morale and retention in the federal bureaucracy for a long time. What should that person do, Andrew McCabe, to make sure that there is some oil on the waters here so that the operational consistency can continue day to day?
I think that's a terrific question. I think the obvious thing you have to do first is to communicate effectively with the people that are working inside the organization. That starts with the immediate staff of the FBI Central, but also, remember, a significant portion of the workforce works out in various posts throughout the country, and even folks working overseas who are going to want to know that the job that they sign up for is the job that continues to be the one that they're working in, and that what's required is a level of professionalism. The same ethos exists, the same projects that we're working on, the same investigations that we're doing, those are going to continue to be the priorities. And what's happened with this change is not going to materially affect the work that you do day to day, or the way that that work is valued inside the organization. So you want to communicate right away continuity, their value, that they are working in the same job that they were that they signed up for.
And there is still the skunk at the garden party, which is the ongoing investigation of whatever might have happened between Donald Trump and Russia and that whole complex of questions, which is something I guess is still active at the FBI. How does the acting director deal with that one without seeming to elevate it or suppress it or somehow getting himself caught up in the proverbial ringer?
It's a difficult dance, right? Because I think a natural, very human response in these things is we're working very hard in a particular direction, but we're waiting for the next person to be nominated and confirmed for this position, and their directions may be different. So a natural human response is, well, let's slow this down a little bit and sort of wait and see and tread water a little bit. Like, the work will continue, but it's hard to put your labor and your effort into a sort of complex project like this with uncertainty about whether that work is going to be valued or listened to or important down the road. And so McCabe, to the extent that it is possible, is going to need to communicate to them that the same professional norms that guided these investigations beforehand are going to continue to guide these investigations now, and that whatever happens, it's the professional responsibility of the people from the top to the bottom to work just as aggressively on the work that they were doing before. Continue that work.
Could the fact that McCabe's wife is a fairly active in Democratic circles in Virginia and tied close to Terry McAuliffe there, the governor, and to some degree with Hillary Clinton, could that be a cinder in his gears, or is that something that can be separated?
I think the evidence suggests that the answer to that question is that it could very well be a problem. I think one of the most difficult and painful things about this process already is the sort of critiques of continuing professionals and assuming that their behavior will be determined by the partisanship that they have or that they're assumed to have, and that the professional norms that guide the behavior of senior managers in the federal government won't be strong enough to make up for some hidden partisanship or opposition to the president. And so when, for example, the president's press secretary criticizes, you know, the former acting attorney general and says she was a, you know, Hillary Clinton supporter and this is why she did what she did, that's demoralizing to people who, you know, are sort of believe that they can work effectively with Republicans or Democrats across presidential administrations. And so having something like that out there does provide an opening in the political process for somebody in Congress or in the White House to say, well, if McCabe does this, it's clearly because there's some complicity here with the Democratic Party or there's political bias. Whereas that would have been a harder claim to make 120 days ago or 150 days.
There's going to be a long sorting out process here, and when there is a new confirmed director at some point in the future, that person's going to probably need some time to get things all back to where maybe they should be.
I think that's right. I think anytime you see executive turnover, it takes some time to recover momentum that's lost by that turnover.
David Lewis is professor of political science at Vanderbilt University. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
And we'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.